Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 1, observing the armies, text number 12. Tasya Sanjayan Harsham Kurvira Pitamaha Singhanadam Vinadyotshai Shankam Dhamma Pratapavan Tasya. His Sanjayanan, increasing Harsham, cheerfulness, Kuru Vrida, the grandsire of the Kuru dynasty, Bhishma, Pitamaha, the grandfather, Singhanadam, roaring sound like that of a lion. Vinadya, vibrating, Uchchai, very loudly, Shankam, Kangshel, Damo, Blue, Pratapavan, the valiant. Translation purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Then Bhishma, the great valiant grandsire of the Kuru dynasty, the grandfather of the fighters, blew his conch very loudly, making it sound like the roar of a lion, giving Duryodhana joy. Purport, the grandsire of the Kuru dynasty could understand the inner meaning of the heart of his grandson, Duryodhana, and out of his natural compassion for him, he tried to cheer him by blowing his conch very loudly, befitting his position as a lion. Indirectly, by the symbolism of the conch shell, he informed his depressed grandson, Duryodhana, that he had no chance of victory in the battle because the Supreme Lord Krishna was on the other side. But still, it was his duty to conduct the fight, and no pains would be spared in that connection. Tasya Sanjayanam Harsham Kuru Vrida Pitamaha Singha Nadam Vinadyot Shai Sankhyam Dhamma Pratapavan. Then Bhishma, the great valiant grandsire of the Kuru dynasty, the grandfather of the fighters, blew his conch shell very loudly, making a sound like the roar of a lion, giving Duryodhana joy. At the end of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Yatra Yogeshra Krishna, Yatra Partho Dunoradara, Tatrashira Vijayo Bhutir Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama. Wherever there is Arjuna, actually Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, there will certainly be victory, morality, extraordinary power, and opulence. In other words, Dhritarashtra's first question was Dharma Kshetre, Kuru Kshetre, Samaveda Yutsavaha, Mamekam Pandavaishaiva, Kima Kuruvata Sanjaya. He was asking, what did the sons of Pandu and my sons do now that they've gone to the battle of the field of Kurukshetra in order to fight? And here again, we find that Duryodhana is depressed. And Bhishma Dev is blowing the conch shell in order to encourage him, although he's going to lose. That's the basic message of Bhagavad Gita, that if you're on Krishna's side, you're a loser. If you're on Krishna's side, you're a winner. And if you're not on Krishna's side, then you're a loser. So Arjuna was a loser at the beginning of the battlefield. He didn't know what side he was on. He was in the material concept of life, and he wanted to run away. He wanted to save his life. But actually, Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, he tells Arjuna, because Arjuna sees his universal form, and then Arjuna asks Krishna, Agyaki me ko bhavan uru kru, Agyaki me ko bhavan uru kro, Namostute deva vra prasida. Vigyatam ischami vodantam adyam nahi prajadami tava pravritim. Agyaki me ko bhavan uru. This next verse. Akyaki me ko bhavan uru kro. That's not right. Agyaki me ko bhavan ugra rupo. Ugra rupo. Ugra means horrible. Like an org. Ugra rupo. Namostute deva raprasida. That agyaki, I'm asking you, agyaki me ko bhavan ugra rupo namostute deva vraprasida. I'm offering my respects, but I'm asking you, what is this going on here? What is this horrible form you're showing me? Agyaki me ko bhavan ugra rupo namostute deva vraprasida. Vigyatam ichami bhavantam adyam. So please tell me, vigyata means reveal to me. Tell me actually what's really going on here. Krishna is showing his universal form. We're looking at the universal form now, just a little part of it. But Arjuna is seeing the whole thing. He wanted a complete definition of what was going on. Namostate deva raprasida vigyatami chami vantam adyam nahi prajanami tava pravritim. What is the actual purpose, pravritim? What are you displaying this form for? So then Krishna tells Arjuna straightforward that kalosmi lokashye kripravrido lokansa mahartimiha pravritak itepi tvam nabha vishanti sarve yat vastito pratiyokeshu yoda. Time I am the destroyer of all worlds. I have come here to engage all people except you, the five Pandavas. Everyone here on both sides will be slain. In other words, the basic principle is that with the setting and the rising of the sun, everyone's duration of life is lost, except for those who are hearing about Krishna, about the Srimad Bhagavatam. How does that go? That both with the rising and the setting of the sun? You have that on your computer, Ananta? Both with the rising and the setting of the sun. Udan, nasto, yaya, treso. Both with the rising and the setting of the sun, everyone's day, except for one who's glorifying the all good Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna, Dharma, Upagavate. Krishna, Sadharma, Upagavate. Dharma Gyanadibi Saha, Kalo Nashta Drishameva, Purar Narako Dunoditaha. Krishna's, now he's left the planet, Krishna Svadharma Upagavate, and he went back to his own abode. Dharma Gyanadibi Saha, along with Dharma and with knowledge. Kalo Nashta Drishameva, now the people have lost their sight, they can't see things correctly. Pranarako dunodita. This Bhagavatam has arisen like the sun. In other words, the Bhagavatam is trying to tell us that everyone in the material world is a loser. If you're not on Krishna's side, you're finished. You're going to, first of all, you have to leave your body, and that's bad enough. Everyone's worried about leaving their body, but everyone has to do it. And not only that, but you're going to get another body. If you're not on Krishna's side, then you're going to lose that one too. And then another one, and another one. Spend your whole life trying to be fearful about losing your body, and then you lose it. And then you get another one that you get, it's fearful about losing, you lose that one too. And then you bring up children, and they're all fearful. Everyone, the whole world is just full of fear about death. And everyone dies. Only to get another body. And leave that one too. So everyone's a loser. In other words, Kala is supreme in the material world, changing everything at every moment, and people are hoping for the better. But how can it be for the better if you're going to lose everything you're going to get? The more you get, the more you become attached to, then the more you lament when you lose it, the more suffering you go through when you lose what you were so much hankering for. So death is painful, but for people who are attached, it's even more painful. And so Krishna tells Arjuna, karma yoga, jnana yoga, astanga yoga, but they all die anyhow. Even if you're engaged in karma yoga or jnana yoga or astanga yoga, at the time of death, you leave your body only to get another one in the material world again. So therefore, bhakti yoga, yatra yogeshwara krishna, the Pandavas were definitely the ones on the battlefield who were fighting on behalf of Krishna. Therefore, they already won. Because Krishna is either you leave, you lose, or either you win and you gain the kingdom, or you lose and you go to the heavenly planets, or even better than that, if you're thinking about Krishna at the time of death, you go to the spiritual world. So because Krishna was there, and to some extent everyone was Krishna conscious, positively, because Krishna had said he came to the battlefield, he dressed so nicely that people were wondering whether Krishna was coming to fight or he was coming to show off his dress. That he was so beautiful that everyone who saw him at least went to the heavenly planets. So they all, because of Krishna being there, everyone was more or less, they gained victoriously. Even though they apparently were killed or they lost, but actually they got a better situation. If you have an old body and then you lose it and you get a young, beautiful one in the heavenly planets, how can you say it's bad? On the other hand, if you leave your body and you go back to the spiritual world, that's the greatest victory, to live forever. Therefore, the whole Bhagavad Gita is about how to become victorious in the struggle for life, to get eternal life, to actually get real eternal life, full of bliss and knowledge. And anyone who takes to what Krishna is saying, that's what they achieve. So they're really victorious in this lifetime. So when we say jai, we mean to come onto Krishna's side, become an instrument for Krishna, and actually become victorious in this life. Otherwise, there are so many soldiers, so many kings, they fought in wars, and they may have won, like the Roman soldiers, the emperors, when they conquer some kingdom, then they come back with the slaves and the money and parading it through the streets of Rome or wherever. Then there would be a person next to the emperor who is victorious whispering in his ear that you're immortal, you're mortal. In other words, people get into the head that they become victorious, they've conquered the whole world, they're actually going to enjoy. But then they get old and they die anyhow. And they lose everything. And they lament. And if they acquired a lot of wealth and prestige and glory and they misused it, non-Krishna service, then it, as it says in the Bhagavatam, it serves like a heavy crown on the king of a head, of the king, the head of a king, simply pushing them down into the darkest regions of existence. On the other hand, if one is a simple devotee, chanting Hare Krishna, and goes back to the spiritual world, lives blissfully forever, in full love and enlightenment and awareness, then that's actually victory. So we have to change our vision, who's actually ahead and who's behind. Who's actually gaining something and who's actually just wasting their time. And if one wastes his time in the wrong way, then one will have to get a big lesson in their next existence so to discourage them from wasting their time anymore. So when they finally get the human form of life, they take advantage of it and try to utilize it for Krishna to actually become victorious over death. When Vishwamrita Muni came to see King Dasarath to take Ramachandra and Lakshman to his sacrifice to protect it. The first thing that Dasarath asked Vishwamrita Muni was, how is your progress in conquering death? So that's really our purpose of life, is conquer over death. Everything else is just insignificant. A waste of time, really. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yatra yogeshwara krishna yatra partho dinara dara tatra shira dhruvaya bhutira dhruvam nitya matira mama. If there is victory over death, and Krishna also get this real opulence, real victory, more real morality will be there. Anything? Grandharaj Bhagavad Gita Kidash.